Is he ever going to come? Maybe I was wrong to trust him to come back. I suppose it doesn't matter. Time will move on as it ever does. I should just be glad he didn't bring any misfortune to me, at the very least. Is it? That scent. Maybe I was wrong. Ah, there you are. I said a few days, didn't I? Not five. I guess it doesn't really matter. I have all the time in the world. I don't know why I'm so antsy. Yes, that makes sense. I haven't had to wait on somebody else for a long time. And, well, your news is of particular interest to me, so... I'm sorry. One or two more days wouldn't have made any difference either. I appreciate you came back. I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest. Please, don't take that the wrong way. I'm glad to see you. I really am. So, do you have word for me on the townsfolk? Ah, yes. It wasn't a good question, was it? If you didn't, you wouldn't be here. It's not good for us to linger on the edge of the woods. I don't want anyone else to stumble into us. Why don't you come back to my camp? We can talk there in private. I even went hunting and prepared some food for you earlier. I have enough manners to know I should thank you for taking the time to fulfill my request. It's nothing, really. Now, shall we? It looks like you've recovered quickly. I'm relieved to see that. Though, maybe a little disappointed I won't be carrying you again. Maybe that could be arranged. I seem like I'm in a good mood. I am. Hunting has been fairly minimal the past few days. It's not good for my energy levels. But you gave me a good meal. At the very least, it means the village is safe, and there's fewer demons around to cause trouble. Maybe they're noticing all the hunting here. Ah, here we are. It seems close to the forest edge. I've been camped here for ages without being noticed. It's the same as last time. It probably just feels different when you aren't scared and exhausted. Now, take a seat. Let's talk for a little bit. I've been thinking a lot over the past few days. I know you've had some questions for me burning in your mind as well. I decided that I'll repay the favor by answering anything you have to ask of me. Well, almost anything. So, tell me then, how are the townsfolk doing? Are they happy? Do they feel safe? Or scared? Why do I worry so? I've told you. It's my duty to do so. They're happy and safe. I'm glad all of my efforts are paying off. I know there's other problems elsewhere. I can't protect everyone in this land. But if I can at least protect this place, then I am content. Now, I suppose, you could answer another one of my questions. Years ago, I made an attempt to reach out to the villagers. They didn't fear me, but they seemed confused. They said something strange to me, and offered me directions. Tell me, human, do you know what a comic market is? They asked me if I was something called a cosplayer. Is this another manner of beast? Why are you looking at me like that? They thought I was dressed up. My face is not red. Do not toy with me. Truly, the world has changed. If I would be allowed to freely roam the streets in the pretense of being one of these cosplayers. This is why this madness has descended. The world is so different now. I feel like it has changed without me. I feel left behind. I shouldn't feel fear. And yet, it is terrifying. Perhaps my centuries around humans has weakened my resolve. It hasn't. Then what has it done? It gave me a different perspective. I see. Well, I suppose I owe you some answers then. You want to know about my duty? That's simple. I want to repay what was offered to me by your kind. When others aimed to destroy my people, those from this land offered a helping hand instead. You aren't satisfied with that answer. Well, if you want to continue a history lesson, I shall do so. I have plenty of time in any case. Now, why are you inching away from me? Surely you do not mean to take flight. I smell. Like what? Oh, like that. I've spent most of the past week hunting. It has been some time since I've bathed properly. It has also been some time since I spent moments with others like this. My senses had become dulled to myself. Well, there is a river nearby that I often bathe in. It would also serve me well to not alert my prey by letting them catch my scent on the wind. You may remain here and eat if you desire, or you may join me at the river. I'll leave the choice up to you. For all of your complaints about how I smell, you seem to be in the same position. I don't care as much as you seem to, though. I'm being too forward. If you wish to treat bathing as anything other than practical, then that's your own problem. Or are you perhaps shy? Are you afraid of bearing yourself to another? Good. Let's get going, then. And the cool water is always a comfort. Honestly, aside from being clean, I probably should come by more often just to enjoy the lake. What are you waiting for? Aren't you going to join me? You've already come this far. There's no need to worry. Nobody else comes out this far. And I've already seen you at your most vulnerable. After what we did together a few days ago, I'm surprised you still have such modesty around me. There you go. Here, why don't you wash my back while I give you that history lesson? That's nice. Good boy. Is something wrong? You stopped suddenly. The scars on my back. I'm a warrior. That shouldn't come as a surprise. That's a story for another time. You may wash them freely. They don't hurt. Now, where do I begin from? Or continue, I suppose. Do you recall my last story? I had mentioned that the Onian humans had strained relations, but at times we found ourselves allied. My clan was one of the few that had aligned themselves with humans in any way. But we went even further beyond mere alliances. Our people became entwined for a time. My people. Not just my clan, but all of my kind. We were. Are rough. I think there's a better way to put it. How do I explain it? Where humans built their civilizations and settled down, our kind roamed, and the clans that banded together, well, they were like nomads. Often, we destroyed everything in our wake as we hunted. Not just humans and animals, but often each other. Our people grew tired of it, so we started to try and make our way to new territories. Somewhere that we weren't known. Our leader at the time decided that we would take a risk and make an attempt to settle down in your realm. Some were concerned that we would have to continue destroying just to carve out a place for ourselves. Others disagreed with the decision and left. They felt we were lowering ourselves by coming to this world. There is a perception that my kind are nothing but a tornado of violence and rage. That is entirely wrong, but it is not the truth, either. It is our nature, at its core. But many in my clan felt that we should shape our own destiny, rather than letting ourselves be controlled by our own nature. We chose this place, right here. But We soon realized it wasn't uninhabited as we thought it was. There was a human village here, made up of all sorts. Whether it be farmhands, warriors, or scholars, we blundered right into their domain, attempting to leave ours. But we were tired. We wanted to settle down and stay here. Some of the elders drew up battle plans, but our leader rejected all of them. He bade us to parley instead. Even his most loyal of elders spat at the idea. They feared that if we showed our belly to humans, why, we would be slaughtered like animals. But when the time came, and we approached the townsfolk, they did not stir. They did not rally to battle. They did the most unexpected of all. They welcomed us with open arms. And they offered us food and drink. And they made merry. And so, we joined with them. We lent them our strength, our might. And in return, they taught us the ways of the land. They taught us how to hone our martial techniques. They took us from untamed beasts to unrivaled warriors. What happened after that, though? It is rare that I show this weakness, but recalling this story, forgive me, but I'd prefer to continue another time. Suffice it to say, my people are gone, and the people of this land have forgotten us. But I won't forget their kindness. You've long since finished washing my back, haven't you? If you're satisfied with my story, for now at least, I'll return the favor and wash yours. And maybe you can answer another question of mine. Thank you. So, you were wearing something earlier around your neck. Can you tell me where you got it from? Family. Your family gave it to you. Passed down. I see. Life is interesting. Thank you. Concerned? No, it's nothing. It just gives me something to think about. I said I'd answer most of your questions, didn't I? Enjoying having your back washed? God, it has been a very long time since I've done this. I was worried I'd be too rough. This is the most relaxed and clear-headed that I have been in ages. I'm a bit hungry, though. I thought what you fed me would last longer. But there hasn't been as much hunting lately. You know, since I prepared a meal for you today, and since we're currently in the habit of returning each other's favors, what say you prepare another meal for me? Yes, this time I am being rather bored, but you offered last time. So, do I have any reason to be shy about it? You certainly enjoyed yourself. Why not indulge in feeding me again? You see, this sort of mutually beneficial arrangement, it's part of why our kind got on so well at times. You feed me, and I offer you protection. Simple, isn't it? Neither of us can turn the other down, can we? Back to camp? I think not. I can hardly wait as it is. Let's get out of the water. We can just do it right here at the lake. Ah, you're such a gentleman. And I'm practically a beast. Don't feel like you have to coddle me. Ah, come here. Come here. Good boy. I think this is how sex should be. No pretense. No playing around. Just raw passion and joy. I want you to fill me up this time. Are you worried? How cute. You have nothing to worry about. We are compatible in that way. Look at me on my hands and knees. The big, strong Oni is prostrating herself before a human. It's so shameful, isn't it? But, I'm like a different person when I'm like this. Maybe I am. For all the discipline I learned over the years, rare moments like these are when I can throw it all away. Here, take a look. Let me spread myself wide for you. Don't you want to just mount me like an animal and stick your cock inside of me? Well then, what are you waiting for? Give me the meal I crave so badly. There you go. Good boy. That's real good. I'd say you're even harder than the other night. I guess I'll consider this my little reward for saving you. Good boy. Good boy. There you go. You don't have to be gentle with me, you know. You can take me as hard as you want. Feel free to ravage me. All I care is that at the end of the day, I have a nice warm meal inside of me. So give me all the delicious energy you've saved up. That's good. so good. So long. I can't hear the last time I did this with somebody. You want to go faster? Are you worried if I can take it? Aren't you sweet? But I can take it. I can take all of it. So don't hold back. Give it to me. You can go as fast as you want. Just give it to me. Yeah, I'm ready ready for you. Ready. Ready. Go. Oh, that's so good. Yes, yes, yes. Everything I wanted. Good boy, boy. Yeah. Oh, the way your cock gets inside of me. Oh. I can barely catch my breath. More. Fuck me. As much as you want. As hard as you want. Give it to me. I need it. Please. Good boy. Grabbing my wrist. Yes, pull on me. Rat me like a wild beast. Oh, so fast, Susan. What are you? I need to come for me. I can feel it. Come. So good. So much. That was even more intense than the other night. There's so much energy pouring into me. I can't tell if you fed me more, or if it's just way more intense doing it this way. What do you say we slip back in the lake for a bit to clean up? Good boy. Back at camp, safe and sound. I feel so refreshed. I can get used to feeling like this again. It's better than fighting, that's for sure. No, I don't like fighting. Strange for my kind, isn't it? I do it out of necessity and to protect. Perhaps there is a little joy in the thrill of it when your heart starts racing. But overall, I don't revel in it. I'd rather it be over and done with. One clean stroke and Yes, I am a lot more relaxed. I feel better. I've been tense for a while. I think talking to you about the past really helped as well. It has been just too long since I've been able to talk honestly and openly with another. Look at the sky. How long did we spend at the lake? It's getting late already. Why don't you stay the night again? It's safer than going back now. And there's still some food left for you. We can chat a bit more if you'd like, or just stay together. I'm enjoying the company. Continue my story. How much longer are you going to be in the town? Still a while. If that's the case, I'd rather save it for another day. It has been a long time since I've dredged those memories up. Thank you for being patient with me. And I'm sorry for my impatience with you. You took a long time because you're being thorough. Now I feel even worse about it. Thank you. Again. It does make me feel better knowing they're comfortable. Come here. I assume there's no complaint about my scent this time. Good. Then why don't you stay close to me for the night? To mask your aura. No. I just want to have you close to me.